The ruins of the jungle whisper that the drowned earth was not always as it is now. Kaneda's crew. There's no polite way to put it. Kaneda is the leader of a crew of misfits who are too useful to kill, but too wild to keep anywhere civilized. Whether it is Mirja's volatility, Hosk's lack of judgment, or the enigmatic shadow of death which seems to surround Venk, Kaneda has been tasked with keeping his talented underlings out of trouble. It is a thankless task, and one which Kaneda considers beneath his station. The son of Boss Gris, the overboss of the Moon Lake Syndicate, Kaneda's immediate superior is Boss Castle, an albino Barangi, colloquially known as the King of Skyton. Too wild for civilization, the savagery of the jungle suits Kaneda's crew, as do the sorts of find and collect, make disappear, and ambush in the wilderness jobs, which are their stock and fare. Kaneda is that special breed of arrogant which prevents him from seeing his own numerous failings. Impetuous, unsubtle, and blinded by self-belief, were he not the son of the most important gangster in the district, he would never have risen to lead a crew. Boss Gris is not one to promote people above their station. Some would have kept their inept son close, protected, and with a false sense of importance. Gris, on the other hand, genuinely wishes his son to learn, starting at the bottom. Nonetheless, Kaneda's crew are tight. This is perhaps more due to the kindred nature of the misfit crew than any leadership skills in Kaneda himself. The exception is Liz, who is both the outsider of the crew and the least loyal to Kaneda. She is also the most likely to challenge Kaneda's authority. However, her judgment is sharp enough that he tolerates her criticism as long as it is carefully worded. Thanks for joining us for another tale from the Drowned Earth. As always, you can check out the Indie Invasion podcast on Podbean and all of your other podcast services. You can also check us out on Patreon and our Facebook page. And remember to prepare yourself for the invasion.